Breakfast. Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Some of you have been standing at train stops only to see the train go by. And the reason for that is the company said, well, look, sometimes the company running the train network, sometimes, well, we've just got to leave people there in order to meet our deadlines, which kind of undermines your faith in the system, doesn't it?
If you've ever been to London, the thing that sticks out in your head is, please mind the gap.
Yes.
Do we need to have some sort of, get on really quickly, because we might not get the next lot. Now Darren Phillips is with us from the Rail, Tram and Bus Union. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Darren Phillips, how often do you say this has happened?
We're not saying it's happening a lot of times. We know that it's happened on some occasions, and we would not like to see it happen more frequently.
Do you say there is a directive from the company to the driver saying if you've got a choice between picking up passengers and meeting your deadline, you go for the deadline?
No, it's not as flippant as that.
I'm just asking you, is that the
direction? I'm saying that the direction from the company isn't that flippant. I'm saying that on occasions, management have directed the train controllers to pass an instruction on to a train driver to miss a station on some occasions. And we're saying that that's to ensure that they meet the KPIs of on-time running.
And is that because any fares that they might pick up from the half a dozen people who are left standing at the train stop don't match the fine they'll get if they fail to get to the end destination on time?
Well, that's a fair comment, yes.
Okay. Hasn't this always been the case?
No, it hasn't. I do know my experience. I have been a train controller working in the metro system. And in occasions when you've got a major service disruption, you may do that in order to get all the services back on time, to get things back onto their scheduled running. This is more ad hoc to have a late running train, skip a station, catch up some time so that it meets their arrival time within a certain parameter so as not to get fined.
Okay.
That's what we're saying it's for.
But just to help our listeners understand, to put this in some sort of context, how often is this happening?
I'm not sure how frequent it is. I know it has happened on some occasions. So what we're hoping that Department of Infrastructure and Transport keep a close eye on this to monitor that type of behaviour from the contractor to ensure it doesn't happen.
Are there too many stops? The texter wants to know.
Oh, are there too many stops? I don't think there's too many stops. It's a timetabled scheduled services to stop at certain stations. And I think passengers should be able to look at their timetable and know that a train is going to stop there when they're planning their day. We all know that trains can run late. You know, that mm-hmm. happens from time to time. And the train may be delayed, but that's the nature of public transport. Those things can happen for various reasons.
Darren Phillips from the Rail, Train and Bus Union, thank you very much. We did make a contact with Keolis Downer. We're happy to take a response from them, but haven't heard as yet. We also asked to speak with Transport Minister Corey Wingard, but he was unavailable today.